Blog Talk Radio.
Black House Sound B, man. It's the web for the hip hop workshop. You know what I'm saying? Network style. Gotta pay homage to that. You know what I'm talking about?
It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put them lyrics on the back. Okay. We work. I'm on a different channel. Until we work, got Motley spitting verses. Until we work, Motley music surfing. Look like no commercial show. When they claim my group was so controversial. Show before my Taylor flow, dedicated to get the dough. Back 2005, off the court was letting them know. Black on black crime. East Cleveland fest be going down. The rock is in its prime. Hip hop workshop help you use your mind on the daily grind. Too many snakes to promote us. That's why God has said take heed to stop for taking over. Cleveland talent is cold. And Ted opening up his doors. So Cleveland hip hop awards. You think I learned about turn boys? You don't support Cleveland artists in which you so concerned for. None of you want to try to show people become a turn boy.
Workshop, it be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the back. Do we work, how it be the hip hop workshop, it be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the back. Do we work, how it
be the neighborhood, ping pong, and chess house. That's where the hip-hop workshop started out. Design of a decade, 2004. We're legendary, historic, and much more. First hip-hop show at the EC Theater. First hip-hop show at the Call & Post building. Our photos made the plane dealer many times. Many Suave Gotti coming through just to drop a rhyme. Be real, poppin' wheelies. In his wheelchair. After we, Brother Ted, they were there. Alex Moore and Malika filmed the show. Remember Londie, Brandon, and Josh Soul. Red Dog, the brother dressed in all red. AUG and Beat Effect, the thoroughbred. It's time to go back, back into rhyme. Back to the future, back into time. True Cap Space 216 was called Soldier. Nappy Head Fred was Fred G, but old dub and old now he's Bald Head Fred. Remember Renaissance? Before Oprah, you became the Dollhouse. The governor of EC, who used to rock. Changed his name to Sean Niggy Knock. And paved the way for On Deck DNA. Almost forgot Big E and Solomon Kane. The Terror Flow from Chemical Ali. Big Buddha Star would sing R&B. Queen of Sue and Dove kept it Afrocentric. Bill Swain kept the revolution mentioned. Shout out to the creator, Mama Porter, Dollar Rock, Lady D, Art McCoy. You can be mean, but keep it clean.
It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the back. Do we work? How it be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the back. Do we work? Out.
When I first started out, I took a trip down Euclid and Ebro. That's when Dollar Rock was on the turntable, straight rocking the show. 5 years later, when Sherrod opened the door, I knew I felt blessed. That's when I got promotional inspiration from GMS. That beautiful voice from Miss Tammy always relieved my stress. Cause she let me know when it comes to life, it's a valuable test. When you got one to live, you try your best to achieve something for it. That's why I love colors of the rainbow from the solo poet. That motivate me to do my thing and just keep keep on flowing. Whatever ton from 1008, man, just kept my mind going. From black on black to the OPN, man, that's love I'm showing. Because they said it's on the movement, it's just currency growing. Shouts out to Art McCoy for keeping alive 137 shots. That's why I stay sick of freaking high side. From crooks get cops, hip hop workshop is the bread that I have you on a journey to fame. If you ain't about that, then listen to Ronnie B's Windows of Pain.
It be that hip hop work shop. It be that hip hop work shop. Yeah, we on that work out. We put the lyrics over that. We work out. It be that hip hop work shop. It be that hip hop work shop. Yeah, we on that work out. We put them lyrics on the pad until we work out.
And welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, chapter 5, verse 9. That's chapter 5, verse 9. Wow, 5 years of doing this. MAN is an acronym, abbreviation for Music Activism News. And the number here for those looking online is 646-478-0944, so you can feel free to use that number. I have three quick disclaimers. Wow, I'm looking at 216-213 and then 216-399. So you need these disclaimers real quick. Disclaimer number one, you get info on the show. So I have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone, for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Depending on how many callers, I will listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. You are important. And before I go to the first phone caller, I just want to let people know what's going on real quick. It'll only take about a minute and a half. I think I'm that fast. Anyway, top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment around our area. Number 10, Rob Cartel would show you HJS Music, the force behind the Black Man Army Project. Number 8, Eastside. He's been out of town with promotions of artists, and he's doing some nice little club shows here. Number 7, Never Be from Suave Gotti. Number 6, Black Odyssey, Stolen Dreams. 1,000-plus views on YouTube and thousands of others on different things that's being done. Also, number 5, Moving Up. Black Man Army CD releases tomorrow, March 1st, HJS Music, and he's putting it under Movement Music. Black Man Army themes, you know, a lot of people have heard it, at least 15,300 heard it from the bus at different times, plus the music video. Number 4, Oppressed People's Nation. Last week had extreme poetry and gospel poetry events. This Saturday, 15453 OPN-ENT, Oppressed People's Nation's People's Community Center, Euclid Avenue, 44112, Verbal Warfare 2. And that's at 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday, Cleveland Standard Time. Number 3, Black House Sound, CCR debuts. What is it? And number 2, debuting, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop. More later about what's coming up this Saturday. And moving up to number 1, the National Action Network had a program that we'll speak on later, as well as led the local Oscar So White Cleveland protest, which had people come out from Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man Army, Carl Stokes Brigade, Silver, B, at the Channel 5 affiliate. Even Laura Cowan showed up from domestic violence and all of that. And now that I have all these extra numbers up here, I got to go through this and make sure that whoever I come to, I just want to say thank you beforehand. I really do appreciate when people call in. It really makes the show go so much better. And I'm looking at all the phone calls that have shown up this early in the program. And I can tell you one thing, I'm glad when people call in early instead of late, because when you all do that, I can tell you like this here, I might not have that time to get to you, but I do have the time to go through and get to the 216, 213, 216-399-216-337, 216-209. So I will be playing like phone tag all throughout the evening as I get out here and see what's on some people's minds. So with that being said, I'm going to start off first. 216-213. How you doing out there? 216-213. Let's see, 216-213. One thing I can say I do for this show. See, there's a one key that people can hit if they want to definitely talk. And sometimes people don't hit that key. But I go to you anyway because I want to know what in the world is on your mind. I never know what might be said that might help me out in the long run. And with that being said, oh, wow. I'm looking at so many extra numbers come up here. It is cause for concern. So you, a lot of people say, well, you don't tell us what's going on or this, that, and the other. This Saturday, March the 5th at 1:45 to 6:45 p.m. is the 166th Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. Should say it's free. It's at 1899 Main Classroom Building, large room number 136, East 22nd Euclid Avenue, or Chester Entrance, Cleveland State University, where Spade 216 and Suave Gotti will have special performances. The Black Man's Army CD release is being done. Logan Wolf of Urban Survival video shoot and short film. He'll be discussing what's going on, and definitely you all can get in on that film as well. Down Solid Entertainment, Circus Time, the Hip Hop Workshop News featuring Ronnie B, Mr. Milligrand's Hip Hop Workshop Power Cipher, and Smurf Nation. What is that about? It's one of the most positive movements that's out here in our area. And Black House Sounds will present Cleveland Conscious Raps Hip Hop Workshop debut, featuring Sheriff Kilroy, right on the heels of the National Action Network debut. And Black Odyssey will have a nice giveaway as well. So I just wanted to stop and take the time and get into that, let people know what's happening on that end. As I go back to the phone line, like I said, there have been some people who've been waiting for a little while, and I appreciate that. When you call in early, you never know what results you might get. So I'm going to go to 216-339. How you doing? 216-399. 216-399.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing Hello? Well. What about you? Yes,
I'm
you there?
I'm doing good. I'm doing okay. Yep, I'm here. Can you
okay,
hear me?
Okay, what's on your mind? I can hear you. I can hear you quite well.
Just wanted to bring attention to the public that situation that my son and his family is going through right now, where his rights were violated by the police story. And the fact is, he ran out of gas. He was dragged out of his car, and he was arrested, and now he is, you know, having to go to court and, you know, for a pre-sentence. So, you know, we're trying to find some help and, you know, something to do, somebody to help us with this, because it's just unjust.
Okay. I'm going to ask, what area did this happen in, if you don't mind?
Yes, this was in the Strongsville, Ohio area. Strongsville Police Station.
Now, by me being president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated and with the Black Man's Army, don't think I'm being very harsh or anything like that, but are you sure that when you're telling me that the gas, that this car ran out of gas, how many feet was he away from home?
He was about, if you want to go in yards or whatever, 500 yards or 20, maybe 20, 25 feet.
And instead of the police pulling up to help out and say, hey, okay, you live there, how can we help or assist you? They didn't do that at all.
No, they didn't do that. They did not do that at all.
I'm going to also ask, because I'm aware of this story, but for anyone out there who's listening, because we're going worldwide with this one right now. The first thing that they say is mothers always say certain things, but I'm sure, you know, I'm going to put it out here that when it comes down to it, what kind of person was your son?
My
like,
son is a... Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Just let us know what kind of person was your son, please.
Okay, my son is he's a teacher at Tri-C Community College. He's a father of two and a wife. He's a good kid. He's a good, you know, a good man. He's a good father. He's a real good teacher to the children. They love him. He's been teaching there for numerous of years, and, you know, he's never been in any trouble, never given me any problems at all.
Wow. With that being said, when did this take place, and what did they charge him with?
This happened in February of 2014, and basically they're saying that he resisted arrest, just coming up with all kind of bogus charges.
And since then, has he gone to court? Will he go to court? What happened? What was the outcome? And what
right.
would you
he
like to see
court.
Done?
Yeah, he went to court, and they had an all-white juror, and there was a white prosecutor. The judge is white, and basically they charged him, and he has to go back to court on March the 14th for a pre-sentence. They basically found him guilty.
And the charges once again was?
Basically, the big charge was he resisted arrest.
Because he knew his rights in the state of Ohio, that he didn't have to show ID, and especially being that close to home.
Yeah, and basically
so,
he didn't never refuse.
Okay. Okay. So with that being said, I'm going to ask you what you would like to see done.
Well, I want justice done for him because the judge is, you know, if I can just express my opinion, I feel like he's racist, he's unfair, and, you know, he's trying to do whatever he can do to my son. He's, you know, they've already made it miserable for him and his family. His two boys was with him, his wife was with him, and his children, they were having nightmares behind it. And these are supposed to be cops that we teach our children to respect, and they watch the police, you know, drag their dad off the truck and basically, just manhandle him for no reason. It was just no reason. So I really want justice done for my son and his family. You know, it's been a stressor on his wife, and she just had breast cancer surgery. So we've been going through a whole lot. It's just been too much. It's just a whole lot. It's just too much.
This is what I can guarantee you. I have some people on the line that I have to get to, but there are a couple of people who – after hearing this, I recognize a couple of numbers. They're going to put it out in mass, and they're going to be there and ask other people to be there, because right now when somebody's sentenced, they say, well, everything's over, but it's not over when you show up in mass, because it can change a whole lot of things down the line, and that's when the support for the family has to be on that particular date. And then people have to dig in, even if they feel like other legal things that can help you all, because nothing is never over. So with that being said, I'm going to ask you to please put out when and where do people need to be?
They need to be at the Berea Municipal Court in Berea, Ohio on March 14th at 3:30 p.m.
And if you can put that out there once again,
It's the Berea Municipal Court in Berea, Ohio, and that's March 14th at 3:30 p.m.
All right. And is that a Monday?
Let me see if that's a Monday.
I want to make sure. Yes, it is. It's a Monday.
It's a Monday.
It's a Monday. But I wanted to make sure that the people out there, because you're going to hear from a whole lot of phone callers after this, as you hold a line, and I ask you to please hold a line. But
okay.
I just want to say that I make my particular pledge. When you came to our meeting all the way from Strongsville, and we got a chance to meet and talk with your son direct, and I want to put this out here before I let you go, but only for the moment. But I want you to listen, and I want everybody out there to hear something. If you go somewhere, you ask for help, be willing to go out front for yourself as well. You've been very articulate. You provided facts. I think that I was glad that the police picked on the wrong person who didn't fit a profile that they're so used to pinning things on. And for you to come from Strongsville and have that fighting spirit and gather up others, we thank you. And I know we plan on being there in force. I was talking to a brother, Brother Marvin, earlier tonight, and I just want to say I thank you for the example that you set.
Thank you.
No problem. Please hold a line because, like I say, you're going to hear from a couple of people that will have something to say and add on to this.
Okay.
No problem. And like I say, this particular program, I don't put it out there a lot, but the wrong, if a person hasn't pressed the one key and they want to chime in on something later on, they can. I'm going through all the phone calls, whether you pressed one or not. But if something happens and I don't, and you speak once and you want to speak back, feel free to hang up and call back again to get in on everything, because this show is because you all are there. As a matter of fact, I'm going to let you know before I go to the next phone caller that the blackonblackcleveland.com, that's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated website. You can check that out. You can also Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. I'm going to go down here to this 216-337, and I'm going to do as quick as possible because everybody's on the phone line. And 216-337, how you doing out there?
Hey, yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm very interested in what the woman that was just on.
Yes.
Her son, I believe, was accused,
yes,
of resisting arrest. We have court on March 14th, Monday, 3:30 p.m. in Berea. I did look up the address. It's 11 Berea Commons. I see it's right up at 237 Rocky River Drive. So I'm sure people will Google that. My curiosity is the name of the judge. If she does get to call back or let you know later, I'd be curious.
Oh, no, I'm
or,
yeah. Because you asked that after you get off the phone. We're going to find out that judge name and that name all out there for you.
Thank you. And so, we need people there. That sounds like, highway, stealing people's rights. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, I can't believe it. They were not far from home. He ran out of gas. He could have walked home, got the gas can.
Right.
And then instead he got harassed, probably due to being an African-American male in Cuyahoga County. Speaking of Cuyahoga County, we got to get McGinty out. Don't forget that. O'Malley's not much better.
Yes, sir.
If McGinty get back in, I'm going to have to, I'm just going to have to be very upset, because I think it's a slap in the face to the people of Cleveland and Cuyahoga County if he got back in. Al, I know you want to be quick, and actually I might even call back, but let me just say this, my friends.
I know that
you have hip-hop workshop on Saturday, but there's something that happens at 2 o'clock, and there's going to be a community conversation with actually Senator Bernie Sanders coming in town, and I am not promoting any candidates at all. But this
is
they're having very many candidates coming in to speak, and he's just going to be one of them. And it's sponsored by the Community Coalition Concerned for Black Life. This will be dealing with the racial and economic disparities in our county and police brutality issues. And we want Bernie Sanders to be on record as where he stands this will also be a national televised event. So this gives us a chance from Cleveland, Ohio, to talk about stopping the hate right now in your tracks in my city, and don't go no further with any kind of police shootings of African-Americans, people of color, and harassment throughout the county, not just Cleveland, Berea. We got an issue in Berea. We need a consent decree
right
there, too. All right, so if anybody needs a ticket
thank
to that,
you.
Al, I gave
yes,
you
sir?
Six tickets. I'm going to mail you six tickets, but I just need the names. If people want to attend that, I know you have hip-hop
okay
coming up the same day, but let's work it out. It's going to be at Antioch, no, Olivet Institutional Baptist Church.
Oh, okay.
Quincy, you will need a ticket. And no candidate paraphernalia. If you're for Hillary Clinton or if you're for Donald Trump, you can't wear that Donald Trump T-shirt there, okay?
I got you.
In Cleveland. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. All right, brother. Come
thank you. And hold
six names on those tickets, okay?
Okay. All right.
Please.
And hold a line because we've got to find that information out for you about that judge. Thank you. And before I go to any other phone call, I have to backtrack because we did not do that, and I apologize to 216-399. If you can let us know the name of the judge who pulled that stunt, we'll appreciate it.
His name is Mark Comstock, C-O-M-S-T-O-C-K. That's his last name. First name is Mark. Mark Comstock.
Wow. Thank you so much. Like I told you before, we do our best to solve problems and work together to solve them. So I thank you very much. And we don't know what anybody else will have to say. So I'm going to the phone line for you, all right?
All righty. Thank you.
You are welcome. Like I said, at least we have the judge. We know it happened. Strongsville Police, Berea Municipal Court in Berea, Ohio, and that's on March the 14th. And I know we plan on sending a massive amount of people out there. One thing I'll give up is the number here, 646-478-0944, Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, where you have Emacs in the Mindset. And you know something? Fridays and Saturdays, sometimes 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. It's Music Business 101 with my man Emacs the Image. And I also want to throw out here for those who choose to hear about some of the hot topics that's going on, Koi Radio Show, which is Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. And you know something? There are a lot of stories that I wanted to do that might end up having to wait until next week, which is all right with me because I need to go and see what's happening with 216-209. How you doing out there? 216-209.
Hey, Al Porter, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. What about you, man?
Oh, I'm great. I'm great. This is for everybody who don't know, this is John from Black Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to give y'all a heads up. We just finalized some things on Keep Praying. So that video will be coming soon. We was doing a lot of clinical work on it. And
nice.
We got some other stuff coming up. I'm going to send you guys next week a song where it's our number one like song and number one viewed song. It's called Living For. And it's keeping on a lot of topics that was just on the line because when you clicked in on me, I was still like in wow. So I just want to let the lady know that I'm praying for her and her family as well. Oh, man, you know, the police are definitely not your friend. And as of right now, they are not protected and serving. So.
No, not at all. Not at all.
And if we don't do something fast, you know, it's going to turn the clocks back. And I don't
true.
Really like stand up, but it's, you know, this is the direction we're going in. If we don't start standing up, can't just have these certain type of people getting away with certain things, because it's not everybody that's bad, but the ones are bad that's giving the whole system a black eye.
That's true. You're right. You're right. Anytime you act off in a certain way, or you turn your back while your partner with the billy club or is doing something else, it gives the system, it gives your profession a bad eye until you stop, turn around and say, nah, you can't do this. So I appreciate what you just said, brother. As always, I appreciate your phone calls.
Always, and I will always keep supporting and supporting everybody that comes through these phone lines right here, because one thing that we all have in common right here, everybody has experienced a hard time in the building. So with that being said, God bless you, that the whole system and everybody is in it.
And thank you again, brother. That's my man. He let you know how, that's Black Odyssey. And as I do certain things, I'm just very thankful. I see a couple of other phone callers that I need to get to, which is the 216-486 and the 216-703. I promise I will do that. I should let people know, shoutcast.com. If you type in Hood Tunes Radio, you get 24 hours a day of regional music, a lot of music that you hear here that you might not get a chance to hear because we have a great discussions on this Monday night, and as well as Emacs Hood Tunes Radio and several others, get a chance to just throw it on and listen to what's going on. You'd be surprised. From hip-hop, the gospel, the R&B, you name it, it's on there. As a matter of fact, I want to let people know the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip-Hop Workshop Radio Show on voiceofradio.com is Thursdays, 3 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time. And you can always check out whohasthepowerradio.com. And if you're asking me why I do certain things like that, it's just to let people know that there are things going on out there in your community. And begin to link up. Linking up is very important. I want to go down here to 216-486. You've been on for a little while. That's 216-486. You've been on for a little while. How you doing out there? 216-486.
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. And I had thought about talking about Dr. King, but I think what I'll do is wait, because you have quite a few callers, and so I can listen to the things that's happening, and therefore you can tell us all about what happened when Black House Sound, along with you, performed Black History last week. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm going to take that by special request and say hopefully you get like a throat lozenge or something like that, or some water. I mentioned it earlier briefly, and I can talk a little bit before I go to that 216-703. I'm going to breeze right through this because I don't want you on the line too long waiting any more than you have to. Celebrating Our Richness, Kings and Queens of Southern Africa. That was what was held the past week as Marcia McCoy, Cleveland National Action Network chapter president. It was a beautiful event, and I'll tell you why. You had a lot of different things going on. As a matter of fact, you had the poetic flow from Miss Solo Poet. Musical selections was from Black House Sounds, honoring the accomplishments of our past and present leaders with this Bill Silver B in the mix. What was important to me about this program was several things, such as the souvenir book that was given out freely. See, a lot of times things need to be said or done, but it's not put out there. You can have a Black History Month program, but it meant so much because on one page, she was the richest Black girl in the world, and it's a shame we barely know her name. And it was that, to me, to see somebody like Sarah Rector, who was by the age of 10, she became the richest child in America. She received a land grant from the nation as part of reparations. Soon after, oil was discovered on her property, and by 1912, the revenue from this was $371,000 per year, roughly $6.5 million today. And there were various attempts to steal her land and fortune, and she resisted. She went on to attend Tuskegee University and eventually settled in Kansas City, Missouri, where her mansion still stands. You go through that and you see the 10 virtues of Matt, which is, you got to look up that M-A-A-T. I'm not going to do all your work for you. But number one, control of thoughts. Number two, control of actions. Devotion of purpose was number three. Having faith in the ability of my teacher to teach me the truth. Number five, having faith in myself to assimilate the truth. Number six, having faith in myself to will the truth. Number seven, being free from resentment under the experience of persecution. Number eight, being free from resentment under the experience of wrong. Number nine, cultivating the ability to distinguish between right and wrong. 10, cultivate the ability to distinguish the real from the unreal. Now, I move on down and say that the smartest kid on earth happens to be Joshua Beckford, known as the smartest kid on earth. At the age of six, he was and still is the youngest child in world history to attend the prestigious University of Oxford in England. Joshua excels at science, math, history, foreign languages, and history. He's writing a children's book on ancient Egypt and plans on being a neurosurgeon and astronaut. If you don't know certain things, how can you take yourself further? As a matter of fact, let's go through here and take a look at the fact that in a particular year of 2012, Tony Hainsbury, a 14-year-old African-American male, invented a new surgical technique to sew up hysterectomy patients. Now, it lowered the risk of post-surgical complications. And to go through, 9-year-old entrepreneur McKaylee Ulmer started her own lemonade business, which sells in stores like Whole Foods. She turned her passion for making lemonade into a business that also gives back to the community. In 5 years, she helped earn over $1.5 million, of which half, $750,000, went to charity. And you can learn more about the business at BLKBLUE Print. That's BLKBLUEPRINT, all major cap letters, and no lowercase until you go to the .com. And then, how about the 11-year-old black boy who was found to have a higher IQ than theoretical physicist Albert Einstein and famed author Stephen Hawking and computer pioneer Bill Gates? Romani Wilfred of Romford, UK, has received a genius level Mensa IQ score of 162. It places him in the top 1% of IQs in the UK. You know, it's certain things like that that made me very thankful to be there. You had food was provided for the event. Black Man's Army was there. Mr. Milligram from Flowmasters. Laura Cowan from Domestic Violence. Black on Black Crime, Inc. Smurf Nation, solo poet. Black House Sounds featured Tiroi Man from the Streets. As CCR was premiered, Cleveland Conscious Rap. And also, that album features people like Suave Gotti, Sheriff Kiroi, Ronnie B, Emacs the Image. And the whole thing, put together by Elder Jacqueline Goodrum. We even did a praise dance, and you had Mr. Sam McWayne, who dropped a lot of facts. So the reason I'm feeling like pumped up and overpowered right now is because I was in the midst of some powerful things, and it's a blessing when you see those things happen and come into fruition like they're supposed to be. Now, I did say I was going to do something. I apologize in advance. Do not be upset. 216703, 216703, finally. How are you doing out there?
Black House Sound, what's going on, Mr. Porter?
Oh, man. I'm, like, still pumped up from the past Saturday because I learned so much and I got a chance to be part of something that was very powerful. So what's happening, man?
Well, I did as well. You know, I was honored to be in that Black History program. Mr. Silverby and so many others, they did their thing. It was an excellent Black History Show, you know. But the lady that called in, and when she was talking about her son, I was really listening to that. I just want to pay my condolence to that issue, you know. It's so hard out here when try to do the best you can and trouble just come your way, you know. So Blackout Sound, we constantly try to make music geared up towards situations like that. But for someone to be in that situation is a whole nother thing. So I just pay my condolence to that.
All right, and so what? Hey, man, I appreciate you for listening and always being involved in the community, and I'm looking forward to that upcoming performance this Saturday. At least I know it's going to be a strong message one, so we appreciate it.
Black House Sound, thank you.
You're welcome, Black House Sounds. You know, it's been a lot of powerful things that's been said so far, and you know, we started off and we played something from Black House Sounds. Didn't even know that we were going to get that particular phone call. But I'll tell you what, it's only fair that since we heard from them, we need to hear from Odyssey. They called in as well, had a great point to make. I think the song is very fitting for what we're talking about. Before I do anything else, I just want to let people know that should you choose, feel free to definitely, and I have to throw that out there, Blog Talk or Facebook, I Am a Superwoman Radio, or D Gambit Radio, or Bored and Restless Miss Contagious. Get your points across there too. Let anybody know from the show that you heard it here, because if we're not working together, we're just like tearing each other apart. It has to stop. With that being said, this song fits everything. I'm putting on Keep Praying from Black Odyssey.
Yeah. Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed.
New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God. Keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why look? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up, wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil' Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence.
The plans of a man
will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, please keep praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, if we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, keep praying, cause we praying, keep praying.
You know, while we keep praying, I'm getting ready to pull out my soapbox and get like a 25-foot ladder for this soapbox. Give me a moment to climb up on this ladder. Just a little moment. It won't take long. All right. Now, 2002 is when former Browns wide receiver Reggie Rucker wrote his autobiography called From Ghetto to God, where he spoke about having an affair with Halle Berry before she was out of her teens and the several affairs he had during his first marriage. Now, people can't be perfect. We're not the savior. We're not. So Reggie Rucker years ago became a street sage, agent, statesman, and talked with corporate heads and gang members. He was former leader of the Cleveland Peacemakers Alliance, a nonprofit group he founded. Now, he was exposed maybe a couple of weeks ago as being a sloppy manager, maybe mismanagement, or fraud, I pray not, as he's been charged with swindling hundreds of thousands of bucks from private donations from his nonprofit and lying to a federal, he lied to federal investigators about it. He faces 2 to 20 years for his alleged misconduct and will definitely, it looks like it might be ramifications to the future funding of creative nonviolence efforts in Cleveland. Now, after 12 years with the NFL, Reggie Rucker had a model that was praised by police, community, and City Hall, as he asked Greater Cleveland philanthropic organizations and civic-minded citizens to fund his group. And he would reform troubled young men and devise ways to keep the streets peaceful during social unrest. Now, unfortunately, Rucker used the money on gambling debts, including the Horseshoe in Cleveland, gambling in Florida and Las Vegas, mortgage, and according to acting U.S. Attorney Carol Rendon, who said he stole money from the violence interrupters who he claimed to support, as many of those men went unpaid after their work for Brillo and the Tamir Rice verdicts. Now, fortunately, the Boys and Girls Club of Cleveland are now in control of the Peace Alliance, which should work out well, and as Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Minister of Information said, it's a shame what Rucker did because it kept members in harm's way when they didn't have to be. Now, Tonto, Black nationalist who left the Peace Alliance, said he saw the signs coming a couple of weeks ago with Reggie Rucker. But with him gone, meaning Reggie, to be able to work with the group again. And a couple of weeks ago, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, First Lady's Dynasty, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, Revolution Books had a press conference. Channel 5, yes, they covered it. And Art McCoy said he wishes Reggie Rucker the best. But he claimed the city of Cleveland has a high crime rate, high murder rate, so it's time the city tried a new approach. A man in the street told the media that maybe this time Blaine Griffith, Blaine Griffith of the city of Cleveland, will beg all groups of philanthropy organizations to give money to all other groups besides just the Peace Alliance, such as East Side, West Side, North Side, South Side groups. As community director of public relations, Blaine Griffith can help with power of influence and suggestion because the city of Cleveland asked for Reggie Rucker to get money when he needed it. So watch what they can do for you. Now, Judy Martin said we all must work together. And Rev.com's Bill Swain reminded everyone of the intimidation he faced from the Peace Alliance in the past. And although Art spoke on intimidation and more, that it's time for the city and all groups to work, told the media. Also, that this won't put a bad end to what activist groups do because we're still doing things, such as RTA meetings to speak on people's behalf, facing Steve Loomis on the people's behalf. Nobody is in harm's way. As a matter of fact, if you look at what activists are doing, taking a phone call of what we just did on this show. But I digress. You know, last week, 68-year-old Reggie Rucker made a plea deal, apologized to media, may serve at least 2 years, has to pay between $95,000 to $150,000 in restitution. Now, my Republican counterpart, LP from Broadview, she asked, how did we know what was his money from what was given for his organization? What was his job? Spent 12 years. And I love the team, don't get me wrong. But he spent 12 years with the no Super Bowl winning Browns. So what did his sorry-looking pension look like? I'm sorry, Browns fans, but I'm pretty sure the truth is the truth. And that's why they kind of looked at him. Even more so, he had a moderate-selling, tantalizing book, the Halle Berry story. But if he had been a good investor, he would have invested in his own program. So it lets you know he didn't have the money to do that. Not ask for outside help like he did. He wasn't like Al Bubba Baker, who also played for the Browns, but he made so much money on Bubba's ribs and sauce, and then Damon on Shark Tank gave that man more cash for his ribs. So, yeah, I'm still, how did y'all think Reggie Rucker had some Browns money? Come on, what Super Bowl did we win? But I digress. I want to send a song out, especially to everybody who's listening. This goes out to definitely Berea Strongsville. This woman, she took to heart this song right here. Black people, she stood up strong for her son. Listen to the lyrics from Queen Nana.
It's bad enough that we've been brainwashed, and they got the nerve to blatantly just kill somebody and just think they can get away with it. Man, the season's got to change.
Payback. Music.
Come on.
The black people fight the fight.
Porter, Man in the Streets, that's Music Activism and News. Wow. Before we leave out of here, I'm looking at this phone call. It's got all ones in it. Could be somebody from the city of Cleveland or what have you. Who knows? They might be a little bit miffed on what we were talking about, but it's kind of like the truth. I mean, hey, they're not handing out money to everybody fairly, but I can say one thing. It's very, 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 very fortunate, though, for the Peace Alliance that City Council agreed to give the group $75,000 out of the $200,000 that Zach was asking for. So that's a blessing in itself. But I want to go to this number of all ones. All ones, you're on the air. What's going on with you? All ones?
Good evening.
Hey, how are
Hello?
You?
Hi, Brother Al. This is Sister Smith calling. I did just want to call in and say hello and you know, give you your props this evening because it's a rare thing for one to, you know, put themselves on the front lines and help people and step out from themselves and them and theirs, so to speak, and you know, give of yourself to other people. And I think that when people do that and they possess such rare qualities as caring and giving and wanting to share and help people outside of themselves and their own family units, I think that needs to be absolutely spoken on. And I think more gratitude needs to be given to people like yourself and Brother Art. So I wanted to say that. And I also wanted to speak very, you know, briefly on that Target store situation, because obviously it's a very serious one when someone has been falsely accused by a store chain such as that. And
yes.
Something needs to go into more deeper investigation as to why, you know, there were no charges filed against those that filed those malicious charges against me. So I did want to touch on that very briefly, knowing that, you know, there's not very much time left, but as always, you're very much appreciated. And because I didn't get an opportunity last evening, I want to send my love to Brother Art as well and his family.
Thank you so much. I will send that out to him on your behalf. And thank you for your support.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Without a doubt. And I thank you all. Love you all very much.
Likewise. And I'll tell you what I'll do. I want to give this person time enough to get their thoughts together. I'm going to 216-399. I need you to let us know what day and what time and where we need to be. 216-399. Go ahead.
It's the Berea Municipal Court, Berea, Ohio. I believe that address is 11 Berea Common, Berea, Ohio. And the court date is March 14th at 3:30 p.m.
Thank you so much, and we appreciate you for calling in. We will follow this all the way through.
Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. And before we leave, I want to let people know that tomorrow, feel free to come out to the RTA 1240 West 6th Street, Cleveland, Ohio. RTA 1240 West 6th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44113, 9 a.m. Public can speak. Just get your 3 minutes together because they plan on cutting bus route services, and then they'll end up cutting more in a couple of years as people lose jobs and they won't be able to afford to ride these buses, and they're cutting paratransit services for seniors or making them pay more money and all of that. So you know Man in the Street will be there to watch that one all the way through. And I plan on leaving you with this. You should like it. It's
Black Men, the time
something that I love.
Black Men, the time is now.
BMA.
Black Men, the time
CD
is now.
CD hits out tomorrow.
Black Men,
got a message
the time
for you.
Is now.
Peace.
Ain't no stopping this. Ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the Black Man's Army. Ain't no stopping this. Ain't no stopping me. Come join the Black Man's Army. Ain't no stopping this. Ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the Black Man's Army. Ain't no stopping this. Ain't no stopping me. Come join the Black Man's Army. Red, black, and green, more than a color scheme. Let's break it down, know what I mean? Red's for the blood that came from our people. Green's for the riches stole from our people. Black is the color, race of our people. Red, black, and green, our bus color people. When you see the bus, come talk to us. Black men, men in black, black men you can trust. Red, black, and green bus, the booming system. Plays Malcolm and Martin, so you can listen. Black men stop by, grab an application. We have a chapter now in Las Vegas. Black men stand straight, stand tall and proud. Ain't no ostrich, get your head out the ground. Black men, I'ma make it easy. You hear my voice, join the Black Man's Army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the Black Man's Army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the Black Man's Army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the Black Man's Army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the Black Man's Army. Woodland, HBD, East 55th, East 93rd, 10-5, Euclid, Kinsman, St. Clair, Superior, King Kennedy, Longwood, Lorraine, Detroit, Clark, West 130th, Madison. Know what I mean? It's a movement for self-improvement. The black man is finally doing it. It's time to link up hood to hood before cops turn our land to Rosewood. I'm lying, I won't say it twice. Ask the family of Tamir Rice, Tanisha Anderson, Tim, Melissa. But hold up, Black Man's Army is up to bat without holding it back. Dominant gene, the trait is black. Rodney O once said, ain't no stopping me. Stopping us, the Black Man's Army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the Black Man's Army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the Black Man's Army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the Black Man's Army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the Black Man's Army. Omar Ali Bey was the people's mayor. We bringing back the true school flavor. Message promoters just like Don King. Ignorance, apathy, knocked out the ring. From OPN to Black on Black Crime Inc. We work with those who want black men to think. As Special Ed said, huh, think about it. It's by design, we're in this predicament. Fred Hampton, that Turner of rap. Lyrical, Geronimo Pratt. Farrakhan, Shaka Zulu, and Huey P. Stokely Carmichael, the Black Man's Army. Beachwood, Garfield, Warrensville, The Heights, Shaker, EC,